Mosquito season. We're visiting today with PJ Leash, Extension Entomologist, Insect Diagnostic Lab, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb. PJ, what is the mosquito season shaping up to be?
We do seem to be having a pretty darn good mosquito year. Lots of reports of high mosquito activity, and it makes sense when you look at the weather we've had this year. In general, when you have rainy years, that often means more mosquitoes for us.
And are there any specific concerns about mosquito-borne illnesses?
So there are a number of mosquito-borne diseases out there. Probably the one we hear about the most in Wisconsin would be West Nile virus. And we do have some concerns with that. Last year, we had close to 50 cases reported in the state. So it is a concern that's out there. There's some other diseases we hear about in the news, things like Zika virus and yellow fever, and those really aren't a concern for us this far north.
And how many different varieties of mosquitoes are there?
So worldwide, there's about 3,000 or more species, but in Wisconsin alone, we have roughly 60 or so species of mosquitoes. Some of those will, of course, bite humans. Some of them prefer other hosts for blood meals, birds or reptiles, things along those lines.
And what attracts the mosquitoes to humans?
A couple of things can attract them to their hosts that they're feeding on. Body heat is one thing. Carbon dioxide that we exhale is something that can attract them. They can actually follow that from some distance to find their host. And then also, each person has our own unique scent. We have these organic molecules we produce on our skin through sweat. Those get modified by microorganisms on our skin, and mosquitoes can smell out certain compounds in that.
And what can people do to avoid mosquitoes?
Couple of really easy things. First off, if it's a bad mosquito year, which we do seem to be having, and you know that the mosquitoes are really active in your backyard, one of the best things to do is just stay inside until maybe mosquito season quiets down for a bit. If you are going outdoors, picnicking or barbecue, things like that, if it's not too hot and you can wear long sleeve clothing, that's a physical barrier, so they're going to have a harder time to get to your skin to bite you. Otherwise, there's a number of EPA approved repellents, DEET, picaridin, oil of lemon eucalyptus, and a few other ones that, if applied properly, those can help keep mosquitoes at bay too.
Is there a certain time of day that mosquitoes are more active?
It depends a little bit on the mosquito species. Many of our mosquitoes are crepuscular creatures, meaning they are active in the early hours around dawn, and then primarily we encounter them at sunset.
Should people be concerned about mosquito bites in their cats and dogs?
There can be some concerns there. The reason for that is certain mosquito species can carry diseases like heartworm in dogs. And so you should chat with your veterinarian and make sure that they're getting appropriate heartworm treatments.
We've been visiting today with PJ Leash, Extension Entomologist, Insect Diagnostic Lab, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb.